Today, it's all about colour. Hello everyone, I hope you're keeping well. I'm Gary Fernan and welcome to the Photo Tips Under 2 Minutes podcast. In this episode, I'm going to touch upon being consistent throughout the year by using colour. Consistency. It's a word you'll hear time and time again, whether you're trying to build brand or even a following. But what if you shoot more than one genre? How do you maintain consistency? Do you post one photo for one subject matter, or two or three photos for that subject matter, and then repeat the process for the other genres? One way is through incorporating specific colours. Now, this can be subtle, or it can be in your face. In your face is quite obvious. Incorporating subtle colours, it can be something that's in the background, it could be something that's pinned to a person's clothing, but the consistency comes when you're constantly incorporating that colour with your photos. It might even be a type of colour grading that you use. But it can also vary throughout the year. For example, were you aware that the colour of summer is actually green? The colour for spring is orange, and autumn is either brown or yellow. And the colour for winter is predominantly white. Now, what I've done is I have put together a colour chart. I've created 4 colour charts, and they cover the colours of Christmas, the colours of Easter, the colours of Halloween, and the colours of the seasons. For example, the colours of Christmas are yellow, white, blue, red, purple, and green. Who'd have thought there'd be so many colours for that one sort of season, that one holiday period? But there is, and there you have it. But what I've done is I've created these colour charts, and I've created a folder within Dropbox, and I'm opening that up to you and to everybody, to anybody who wants it. I will leave the link to that folder in the description below, so you can just go on there, click the link, and it will take you directly to that folder. Now, while I have no intentions of removing that folder anytime soon, I am restricted to the amount of space that I have on my Dropbox account. So I can't guarantee that it will be there forever. So what I would suggest you do is get along now, download the colour charts so that you have them, and then you can save them to your own computer or your own Dropbox folder or whatever external cloud storage that you have, so you have them and you can use them to refer to and just to colour drop and basically use at your leisure to create consistency throughout your images for either the seasons or particular holidays. But what I would like to know is, how do you maintain consistency within your own work? Let me know by either calling in or get in touch on social. I'm always dropping in and out of Twitter, so let's connect on there. You can find me at Gary Fernon. And that just remains for me to say, folks, thank you for lending me your ears. I really do appreciate it. And until the next episode, be creative, be inspired, be you. One last thing before you go. I appreciate time is precious, but could I ask a small favour? It would mean so much to me if you would rate and or review this podcast. My aim is to provide you with bite-sized pieces of information that will motivate and inspire you to go out and be creative. And by doing this small favour, it lets me know that I'm achieving just that. Or not, I suppose it depends on whether you give me 1 star or 5. Regardless, it gives me an indication as to whether I'm succeeding or off the beaten path. You're the best.